if you ever, you know, but she like said it in that voice and like just waved the spoon around a little bit. And so everyone's just like, ha ha, Julie.
And I walked in and I was like, whoa.
They take their parties seriously.
Was Santa shirtless?
I think he was shirtless.
What? That was what?
It's something about the tight leather pants on a skinny man, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Really does it for me.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast. So sorry we've been absent for a little bit. Should we kind of give an explanation as to where we've been?
It's all Julie's fault.
It is Julie's fault.
What? Julie, explain.
Which Julie is on our podcast tonight, yes, and hello. We're so excited.
Corey's gone. Yeah. So we...
He's been
Corey's very busy.
Yeah, so I broke my leg. And it kind of... Yeah, it's kind of the worst. So I can't walk.
I can't believe you would do that and mess up our podcast.
Know,
like, so obnoxious.
Yeah. So, long story short, I was ice skating. We were about to leave. We were like one more lap. And then this kid went down right in front of me and my foot got stuck and I went down and then snappy, snappy, terry. Dislocatey. So,
dislocatey.
Yeah. So, there I was. And the paramedics came and they hauled me off the ice. They gave me the IV. They put my butt into the ambulance and hauled me to the hospital and knocked me out and cracked it back into place.
Gave me lots of drugs.
And lots of drugs.
I just have to say, like, Julie is my favorite person because right after it happened, she posted on her Instagram, she's in the ambulance and she's like introducing us to the doctor. She's like, this is, I can't remember their names. It was like, this is Leland and this is,
I think one of
Joe.
Them was named, yeah, Leland and like Bryce. No, maybe. I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't have to watch my Instagram.
But she like introduces them to the camera and then she turns it around on herself and she just goes, I'm on drugs. And it made me laugh so hard.
I was so high. I think my thought process was, is like, if I'm going to pay like $2,500 for this 5-minute ambulance ride, I'm going to make it a good time.
Yeah, and enjoy it.
It was good. It was fun. I mean, I was in pain, but we had a party.
I have to say, like, my heart went out to you, but at the same time, I rewatched that clip like 4 times because it made me laugh.
It was so funny. It like added to it that the video right before it was you having a grand old time at the ice skating rink. It was like a panorama. It was like a little video going across the ice skating rink, and then the next video was that video was the island drug. And I was like, what happened? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then that I posted so funny. The picture of like me and the cast, and my thought process was, is like, this is a life event, so I probably should tell my friends in like some way. But I feel weird texting people like, hey, mm-hmm. I broke my leg, just so you know. So I was like, here's some mass communication. And then
it was perfect,
yeah,
honestly.
Very smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
So yeah, we've been absent because of that. Yeah. And because we've been really, really busy. It's kind of getting down to the wire with school and mm-hmm. work has just been picking up for all of us. And mm-hmm. so we're happy to be here, though.
Yeah.
Happy to be here with Julie. Thank you, Julie, for being on our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime, guys.
We're so excited, actually. This worked out perfectly that all four of us were available because today we're going to be talking about roommates.
Woo.
And kind of we'll go over some like funny roommate stories. We'll play a game. And then we will talk about some tips and tricks as to how we got along and how we have solved problems or whatever we feel like we want to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah. So pumped.
Which, just to clarify, which we kind of have talked about this in other episodes, but to be very clear, Bailey and Sienna have been roommates for 3-ish years.
Combining it all together,
combining
I think
it all,
3 years.
Like 2.5.
Okay. So almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Almost 3 years.
And Julie and I were roommates for almost 4 years. There's a few gaps in between that, but we were roommates for about 4 years.
Yeah. 2 different apartments. 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Multiple different roommates, but
we stuck it together. We were the constants.
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
I love it.
Except for when you weren't there.
Yeah, except for that.
Yeah, so we have 2 sets of roommates here, which is perfect because this is going to work with our thing. Okay, anyway. So to start off, before we talk about roommate stories, I want to talk about why you decided to room with this person. Why, Angela, you decided to room with Julie, vice versa, and me and you, Sienna. Why did we decide to room together? Oh my gosh, that was a fantastic
creepy,
wink you just sent me. I thought it was very flirty, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it was both.
Thank you.
Sienna is a creepy
flirt. Oh my gosh. Sienna's sending me so many signals over here. Okay. All right. Let's start with Angela and Julie first.
Yeah, Angela, you go first because I can't remember.
Okay. I mean, I don't remember a ton of details. I just know we both realized we were going to the same school. And so mm-hmm. we started talking, and it was like you, me, and one of our friends, Thais, who were all thinking we were going to the same school. So we were like, well, it would be more fun to room with people we know versus people we don't know.
Yeah.
So I think we decided we were going to room together. And then pretty quickly after that, we started looking for apartments, and we realized, oh, we were very behind the game of like finding apartments, especially like student housing at that point. And so we checked out a couple apartments with our moms. And that was interesting. And it was like April, and we weren't moving in until August, so we thought, oh, we're super ahead of schedule. Oh,
way
and
behind.
We were we could not find really anywhere that was in our budget, and
could do like three people in the same apartment.
Yeah, which it worked out that Thais didn't live with us anyway, so we were able to find something, and it was really good. But
yeah,
it honestly, it was mostly that we were just moving in together. That we're both going to the same school, and we're like,
I'm going to UVU. Yeah. We're friends. Yeah. Let's do this.
I'd rather live with someone I do know than someone I don't know.
True. Yeah. Okay, so you said that you like had gaps in between. Mm-hmm. What like made you want to come back together?
So our first year we did student housing, and both of our contracts ended at the end of the school year. So we both moved home.
Mm-hmm. Student housing is a ripoff.
Yes.
True. If anyone doesn't know that and you're going to college, don't do student
housing. some schools require student housing for the first year. But if you can, get out of student housing.
Yeah.
And so Julie and I learned that our first year, and we knew we wanted to continue rooming together. And we had a couple more friends reach out to us. We had met someone at school, and I had another high school friend reach out to me and was like, hey, we're going to UVU. You want to room together? So because of that, Julie and I started looking at apartments that weren't student housing while we were our freshman year of school as it was getting closer to the end. And I happened to find a really good apartment.
Yep.
I take all the credit for finding this apartment. It was really good.
Yeah. So technically, Angela is the reason that I ever met Spencer, my husband.
It's true.
Because we met at that apartment complex.
Yes. So you can thank me.
Yeah. Thanks, Angela.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It was a great apartment, though.
It was really good.
It was good price, super great location. Mm-hmm. It was like a 15-minute walk from anywhere on campus, pretty much.
Yeah. Right behind the Walmart. So, like... Mm-hmm. Late night snack cravings.
We did a lot of those. Yeah.
Yep.
It was a nice apartment.
It was a good time.
And it was really nice.
Yeah.
We made it the hangout spot. And it was super fun.
It was bopping most of the time. Mm-hmm. It was a good time.
It was called the Wax Shack.
Yes.
And I remember, like, I got home from my mission, and there were a lot of my friends were still gone, but you guys were home. And so I would come hang out at the Wax Shack all the time, and it was always a good time. Like, you could go at any time of day and expect a good time at the Wax Shack.
Yeah, it was fun.
We were also, when we did throw a party, we would go all out on decor, all out on food.
Do you remember the tinsel?
Yeah, I was going to say, when we did our New Year's party, and that was when we did all the balloons and tinsel on the ceiling, and we
Don't ever tape tinsel to your ceiling, by the way.
It was a lot.
It takes forever.
Yes.
That was the first time I ever came to the Wax Shack. And I walked in and I was like, whoa. they take their parties seriously.
We started decorating probably at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we legit were taping balloons to the ceiling until probably 5 o'clock that evening.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked great.
It looked amazing.
It stayed up there for probably a month after because I was like, this is too much work to take down.
Yes. Yeah.
So anytime anyone came over that hadn't seen it before, they were like, oh my gosh. Guys are just living in a constant party, which I mean, we are. Yeah, it was a good time.
But like to continue with the breaks, it was honestly, so we got that apartment and we just kept that contract for 3 years. I just decided I had to go other places. So I had an internship in France. So I did that and we just found some, I knew it was coming up. So I found someone to take my place and they just were there until I came back to school in the next semester.
Mm-hmm.
And then during
COVID.
And then COVID hit. And so I had to go home because I lost my job in Orem and I had a job opportunity in where my parents lived. So I had to go home then, but I just kept paying rent because you didn't really have any other options. But those were really the only breaks that we
Yeah, I was there that whole time. Yeah. And Angela needed a break from me is really what it came down to.
But you guys liked each other.
No, yeah. No. Okay, and it really didn't come down to that at all.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. You guys had fun. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah,
it was a good time.
I love it.
Yeah. How about you guys?
Okay, so me and Bailey, I think that on this podcast, we've already talked about why we roomed together for the first time. Because we roomed together for about 3 months up at BYU, Idaho. And we've talked about why.
That was student housing.
Yeah.
Great.
It was really nice.
It was really nice, but.
Oh, yeah.
We had interesting experiences that semester, but not with each other. You know, we became really good friends. Mm-hmm. And that was really, I mean, just like you guys said, you were both going to UVU. Like, we were both going to BYU, Idaho. We didn't even know each other like that well, but we were like, let's live together. And then we became really good friends. But then we both left on missions. So we both served a mission for our church. And I remember on the mission, I decided to transfer colleges. And I realized, like, BYU Idaho wasn't the place for me, and I needed to transfer to BYU. And one of the saddest things about that for me was knowing that I wouldn't be able to room with Bailey again, because like she was just like we had so much fun as roommates, and I was so sad. I was like, I'm gonna have to find other roommates, and nobody will ever be as good as Bailey.
And what was really interesting is around that time, maybe it was a little after you told me. I don't know if it was like I can't remember when, but around that same time, I remember I was in the shower on my mission, and I was like, you can't go back to BYU, Idaho. It was like something was like, you don't need to go back there. And I decided I needed to go to UVU. And if you don't know, UVU and BYU are probably 15 minutes away from each other. So we could, if we wanted to, like we are now, live halfway in between and go to school. And so Sienna emailed me that, and I was like, I'm actually thinking of going to UVU. And it just like totally worked out. We were like, oh my gosh. Cause I also was like, I don't want to room with anybody else. Cause I liked Sienna. Cause I've heard like the thing that if you can't room with your best friends, cause you'll end up hating them. And so I was like, well, like Sienna and I are friends and we know a little bit about each other. I know that she's not crazy. And so,
I mean, she is crazy.
She's crazy, but in a good way.
A good crazy.
And so I was like, oh, well. She's like, yeah, she's perfect to room with because then I can get to know her. And Sienna's like one of my sisters. Mm-hmm. Like now we're just like super close. We've like topped friends. We're like, she's like my sister now.
We're at a level of comfort with each other.
Oh, we are. With
pretty much nobody else.
We can talk about that in a little bit when we talk about funny roommate stories. But yeah, we've reached a level of comfort that I like. Even the thought of getting married is like, oh no, but I wouldn't room with Sienna anymore.
It's a scary thought.
It's a scary thought. I don't want to have it.
I don't want to leave you.
I know. We're like all, like even after we graduate, we're like, okay, so we're going to do separate things, but what about after that? Like, you know.
We've actually discussed like even like getting a house together.
Yeah.
Like when you find a roommate that works and when you find and like. It's like a built-in support system, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm grateful every day to come home to you and our other roommate, Carolyn. You both are just, like, such a good support system to me. And to have, like, that safe space and a place where I can laugh, where I can cry, where I can feel supported. Like, I'm so grateful for that, and it's something that I want to hang on to. So, like, I mean, if we're not married, like, let's get a house together, you know?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's be the crazy cat ladies. I don't know.
We've talked about how we would spoil, if we don't get married, we're going to spoil everybody else's kids. And we're going to have, like, a downstairs, like, we're going to have dogs. And then we're going to have a downstairs basement that's just full of toys. So that we will be those ants cool.
Oh, yeah. That will be us. And I said crazy cat lady, but we'll be the crazy dog lady.
We'll be the crazy dog lady because Sienna's not a cat person. Okay. All right. So let's keep moving on. Let's just go around and share either like brief funny stories or one big one, whichever one you guys want to do. If you guys just want to like do quick taglines or something like that.
Just one? Let me think.
You guys can think. Sienna and I have been texting each other, so we have like this little list.
So you guys
list.
Go first, then.
Okay. Do you want to go first, Sienna, or do you want me to go?
I can go.
Okay.
Something that we have discussed at length in our apartment is weird people or things that we are attracted to. And I'm just, you know, if you haven't ever discussed this with your friends, It's really eye-opening.
It's so funny. It's really funny.
So we'll start. I want to start by sharing. Hopefully she's okay with this.
I think so. I think so. She's very open about it, so it's fine.
So our third roommate, she always really liked the grasshopper in A Bug's Life. Like the mean, angry one. And she's like, I like an authoritative man. What can I say? And Bailey, what's yours?
I can't remember. I don't know if this
David Bowie in The Labyrinth, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I got so like
animated.
Yeah, that I listen. Okay, it's David Bowie in The Labyrinth only in the ballroom scene. If you know what scene I'm talking about, kudos to you. Have you guys ever seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh.
We need to
have a it gives off like have you ever seen Neverending Story?
Yes.
Okay, it gives off Neverending Story vibes.
Oh my gosh.
That's what it is.
That movie's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay. And the Labyrinth is also really weird. And okay, so like
we'll watch it.
But there's one scene where the main girl's all like dressed up and everything like that, and she looks so beautiful, and then she's just like going through this big crowd of people that she doesn't know, and David Bowie's just like kind of watching her, and and he's singing, and it's so attractive to me. I don't even know. Anyway, that's weird. What's yours? I can't remember.
I'm embarrassed of mine.
Oh wait.
I'm gonna get so much judgment for this. I already get judgment every time that I tell anybody. They're like, you're insane. Rumpelstiltskin from Once Upon a Time.
Oh yes, okay.
But she has a specific phase
when he's scaly. When he's scaly and weird looking, wearing tight leather pants. Okay, come at me. Whatever. It's something about the tight leather pants on a skinny man. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Really does it for me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and then I'll go with my little story. We have this thing between all of us. We have like a quote wall that's in our apartment, but we also have a secret quote wall with a little more PG-13, you know, quotes that we've said over the time that we've been roomed together.
We cannot share them on this podcast.
We cannot share them on this podcast, but know that they are absolutely hilarious, and we go back frequently and say them out loud. There'll be, like, no context, and we'll just be like, hey, blah, 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 and we'll just laugh. So it's so funny. Anyway, so we have a public quote wall in our apartment, but we have a secret quote wall that's hidden in our apartment.
Which is for us.
I want to say I've made it on both of those quote walls.
You have.
So.
You have made it on both of those quote walls. You made it on the PG-13 and the PG one.
I'm remembering the one that's on the quote walls for the girlies. Oh my gosh.
It's fantastic. Maybe after this podcast, we'll talk about
we'll
it a
share.
Little bit. Maybe. Maybe.
Not on the
we'll see.
Not on
Not
the pod.
Podcast where we have children. Okay, now you guys go.
Okay. I thought of one, and it has to do with a very large golden spoon.
The spoon
has traveled with me and Angela throughout all of our roommatehood. I bought it at DI for $2,
and I judged Julie
so hard. She was like, that's the ugliest thing. I was like, I'm gonna hang it on my wall. So I hung it on my bedroom wall, on my like gallery wall. It was so artsy and cool, and I was like, this is great. It's just so random, this giant golden spoon. And then we were at Hobby Lobby like a week later, and there was that same golden spoon for like $25. Yeah. It's like, see, Angela, it's trendy.
I was kind of put in my place, but I still thought it was weird to hang on her bedroom wall, but it's fine.
Yeah. So we kept the spoon, that first apartment. I took it home with me and cherished it as one does with a giant golden spoon.
Of course.
And then we brought it back and hung it in our kitchen in our next apartment.
Yes.
Because that's a more logical place to hang a giant golden spoon. And this was like our spoon-threatening spoon.
Well, we also dubbed everyone.
Oh, that's right.
I did want to throw that in there. Yes. I remember being dubbed.
Sienna
with
was
the
dubbed.
Spoon. I was dubbed as like an honorary member of the Wax Shack.
Well,
or what?
It
was like the crazy aunt.
Yes, so we all had roles in the Wax Shack. Julie was the dad because she paid the bills.
And
was Lillian the mom?
Yeah.
And then I was Lillian's weird sister.
Yep.
And then we had Savai was the baby, and Kelsey was the angsty teen or something.
No, I think she was adopted because she was from California.
Oh, yeah.
So she moved.
She was
from
our
California.
Exchange student.
Our exchange
That's
student.
What
That's
was.
What it was. Yeah.
So those were our roommates who were all assigned certain roles. But then we had honorary members of the Wax Shack. So Sienna was the other crazy aunt because back in high school, her, Lillian, and I were all weird sisters in a play. So Sienna got dubbed the other crazy aunt, I think, Bailey, you got dubbed because we had a picture of you up for a while because you were our godmother.
I was. Yeah. I came with you to pick out the apartment.
Yes.
Because you guys needed an outside opinion I went with you.
Do you remember in the Wendy's where we all sat down with our fries and our Frosties? We were like, okay, do we want to go to this apartment?
We all were like, okay, the other apartment is bigger and nicer, but they don't have parking and the location's bad, so we all like this apartment better. Yes.
Yeah,
so that's why Bailey was our godmother.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you so much.
So the golden spoon,
So it was the dubbing spoon, but it also,
you should tell the spoon threatening story because it's
That's not necessarily one of my best moments as like looking back. It's still pretty funny though.
That was hilarious.
So we always said that the golden spoon would be the threatening spoon once someone like got in a relationship, but we all were like pretty single and pretty happy about it for quite a few years. Yeah. So it kind of was just this joke, but nothing really came of it. I think Julie once threatened one of Lillian's boyfriends.
Yeah.
But like she kind of did it.
It was like a joking.
It was like, if you ever, you know, but she like said it in that voice and like just waved the spoon around a little bit. And so everyone's just like, ha ha, Julie. But then Julie and Spencer started dating. This was during COVID, so I wasn't even there because
Spencer,
I had
remember
to.
This?
Oh yeah, Spencer has this burned into his brain.
He's like the golden spoon.
No, the golden spoon wasn't the bad part, honestly. But so I was at my parents' house at this point because I had lost my job, mm-hmm. so I had to move home. And I heard they started dating, and I literally texted Julie and I was like, "I'm coming over and I'm interrogating you guys." And she's like, okay, so I'm literally like driving and I have my voice to text and I'm like writing down questions that I think they should answer. And I get there and I like make them sit down and I'm like sitting across from them and I'm wearing like my black chef's coat because I had just come from work. And my questions were like in depth for somebody who had just started dating like 2 weeks ago.
We had been dating for 3 days.
3 days.
Are you serious?
3 days.
Angela. And these were questions that were like, what role does Jesus Christ play in your relationship?
Like serious
deep
questions.
Where do you see this going?
Definitely. Like, looking back, I still think they're great questions. But they're questions that should be asked between people who are dating, and the like third roommate should not be involved in those questions, especially not that early. But you know, it makes for a great story now. And so after I interrogated them, then I threatened Spencer with the golden spoon, and my threatening was definitely a lot scarier than Julie's threatening.
I do want to just like throw in though, like Spencer had been a member of the Wack Shack for like a long time.
He's
visited all. Like I met you.
He was there more than his own apartment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So like Spencer knew me well enough that it still was very like intimidating having these questions asked, but it wasn't like, who in the heck is this? It probably was like, what in the heck is this personality that is coming out of Angela that I've never seen before? But he at least knew who I was. I forced him to eat sweet potatoes once, so you know.
Good memory.
Spencer's been through the ringer and he's still here.
He's still here.
Yeah.
And it's better that I don't live here.
Yes. Yeah.
Can I just say one of my favorite things about doing this podcast is the fact that I try to make Spencer laugh as hard as I can. And it's so funny because he can't laugh out loud because it'll disrupt everything that we've worked to build
here.
He's just silently like in pain as he just like dumps his little loafer. Yeah. It's so funny. It's so rewarding.
Yes, it is.
He's holding his face right now, trying to not laugh. Okay, we'll stop.
Okay.
Stop torturing you, Spencer. Moving on.
Okay, so should we play a game?
Yes.
Do you want to play a game?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so we're going to do kind of like the newlywed game, but with our roommates. You two are going to be a team.
Julie, we better win.
Oh, we got this.
Okay.
Julie and Angela.
Okay.
Would you rather have a chauffeur or a personal chef in each other's opinions?
So I'm answering.
You're answering for Angela. Okay. Would she rather have a personal chef or a chauffeur?
I'd probably say chauffeur because she is a personal chef and she enjoys cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know. I feel like it's a toss-up with Julie. Because I think there are... I mean, Spencer is your personal chauffeur.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. And right now he's my personal
and
chef,
right
too.
Now, because you can't be in the kitchen. Yeah. But you do enjoy cooking enough that I think you wouldn't want a permanent personal chef. But I think occasionally you like it when people come in and cook for you.
Yeah.
So you'd want, like... an on-call personal chef?
Yes.
Or an on-call chauffeur?
Could I have both? And like two
no, you
weeks
can only choose one.
And then 2 weeks of the other.
Oh, my gosh.
Then I would say she wants an on-call personal chef because Spencer is her chauffeur.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Aw, Spencer.
He's
that's
very
so
good
sweet.
Chauffeur.
All right. Sienna? Mm-hmm. If I were to go to the store, you were to go to the store with a list, what is something you cannot resist bringing home that is not on your list?
For you, it would be ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
100% it would be ice cream.
You're right. Yeah. For you, it would be those the little beef sticks that we always get.
Yeah, true. I do like those beef sticks.
Those beef sticks. Not the, like, the fancy brand. But
no,
the,
you got to get the great value.
You got to get the great value.
The ones are bomb.
Yeah, because the other brand
sucks. Walmart beef sticks.
Those beef those sticks.
They're so good. Okay. I kind of want to answer this question to each other. So this is a question that we're going to ask everybody because I want to know this answer. Okay, what reality TV show or competition would you most likely be on? Ooh. Or could you see each other? Could you see yourself on?
Great British Baking Show for Angela.
If I was
we'd watch it.
Oh, those judges are so funny.
They are so funny.
Really like great. If I was a judge or a host, because technically I'm not an amateur
That's
baker.
True. That's true. If you're an amateur baker, you would totally slay that competition. But
yeah,
I can
but I'm
see
not
you
amateur.
And Paul Hollywood just, you know,
tearing people's food
tearing
apart.
Tearing people's food apart. That's what I would say.
Oh my gosh.
To be fair, that is kind of like a secret dream of mine is to be a judge on any kind of cooking show just because I kind of want to watch people stress out about cooking and then eat their food.
The dream.
Well, also the way Spencer just reacted to that was pretty
funny. Yeah, that was so funny.
It's hard because Julie watches a lot of dating shows, like reality, like Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
However, Julie's too smart to go on any of those shows.
Never. Plus, I'm married, so that would be
also
weird.
She's married. But I feel like. There's, like, all of these new crafty shows.
Yes.
So, like, you do, like...
Like, DIY.
The DIY ones, or...
Maybe on 5 Minute Craft.
Or the glass-blowing ones.
Oh, that one is so good, yeah.
So, okay. I think Julie would do some kind of crafty thing like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
I could see that. Okay, how about you guys?
Sienna, I would love to see you on... oh, my gosh. I would love to see you on Deal or No Deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I think that would be either, I think Deal or No Deal would be really funny for you. I don't know why. I just really can see you.
I don't watch a lot of reality TV, so I don't really even know what that is. But, you know, I'll
the
go with it. What?
Sienna's
on. I would rather die.
Yeah.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Ew, what?
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I tried watching one episode once. I was like, I can't.
Yeah, no.
I watch a lot of garbage TV, but this is too
be on like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, that one was also garbage.
It's awful.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it is really bad. Yeah. I mean, but you could do it.
Sienna's face of repulsion right now.
Yeah, Sienna's like, do you know me at
talking
all?
About?
What kind of roommate are you?
Like I said, I watch pretty much no reality TV.
That's fine.
I could maybe see you. I could see you like as the Bachelorette.
Oh, please.
With just like men surrounding
have,
you.
Oh my gosh. To have like 35 men fighting over me. Oh my gosh.
Like I've never watched The Bachelorette, but I could see her being the Bachelorette.
Oh my gosh, not even on like The Bachelor and being like one of the girls.
No, just, no. You would
not
be
at
the
all.
Just the skip person
right,
that people
just
are
get right to it.
That's
oh my gosh.
Process.
Yes, 100%.
Wow, I feel so oh, listen, that's my dream. I have to
Bailey,
say,
will you that? Accept this rose?
No, Bailey asked you that.
Oh.
She's the Bachelorette.
Julie, do you want to? Will you just accept
do
this?
You
I don't. Do you want to? She's like, I don't know.
Okay. Wait. If you had to award a rose to one of the three of us, you're the Bachelorette and it's the three of us.
Oh my gosh.
Who gets the rose?
I'm stressed, but it would be Sienna.
Yes.
Knew it.
Not surprised at all.
I mean, you've lived with her the longest.
I know. You're right. I feel the most connected to her. I feel like I could marry her.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Sienna and I have already gotten married, so. Someone ordered.
Was it the heart cake?
No, that was.
That was somebody else. Okay.
That was in high school. That was someone else.
Okay. Too many weddings. I can't keep track of them.
They actually got married in real life because it was Carl and Thais.
That's right.
In high school.
Shout out to Carl and Thais.
In real life. All right.
Good times.
Next question.
Okay. Julie and Angela, what did each other want to be when they grew up? If you could take like a guess.
I don't know.
Just like
you
guess.
You were supposed to ask me what Julie's favorite scent is.
We've got that one down. Ask us that next.
Okay.
It'll be a good time. Chef. Is that cheating? I feel like that's cheating.
Yeah, and it's not true.
Ooh.
Did you want to be a dancer? Because I know you danced for a while.
I did vlog.
Oh. But you didn't want to be a dancer?
No.
Okay. Well, we don't know each other.
Terrible
final answer. Final answer. Angela wanted to be a?
Still chef.
Even though we know it's wrong. Angela, what did Julie want to be?
A writer.
Yeah, you're not too far.
Yeah.
I've got a whole stack of little stories that I would write when I was little, and they're so bad.
Honestly, so your blog came to mind.
Oh, my blog. Oh my gosh, yeah. That's right. I had a blog. And you had a blog too, Bailey, right?
Because of you.
It was a whole thing. All our friends in middle school had a blog.
It was really
bad. Because I had a blog, really, and then everyone was like, I want a blog. And then we all had that blog, all had blogs, and we all commented on each other's blogs, and it was a good time.
I love it.
It's still up there, like, in the universe. There's
if you can find
it, link in the description. No. Just kidding.
I think I did it for like 5 years, too. So
it was a long time.
Like hundreds and hundreds of posts. So if you can find it, let me know and we can cringe together.
Love it. Angela, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be a prima ballerina.
Oh, did you really?
I did not know that.
That's so cute.
And then I took ballet for 1 year and I was like, wow, this is really hard. And I
quit. You said no.
No.
All right. I love it. Okay. Sienna, ready for a question?
Yes.
If we are to get invited to a party, what are we most likely to do?
You would immediately accept. You'd be like, yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
And then the day of, you'd be like, crap, why did I accept? and you would bring
it. We've had conversations like this.
You'd probably like pop your head in my room and be like, Sienna, do we actually want to go to this? And you'd be like, I think I kind of want to stay home. Can we stay home?
Oh my gosh.
I thought you meant what will she do at the party? And I immediately was like, oh, she'd twerk.
Oh, absolutely. 100% always.
You know, here's the thing. If I get there, it's a fun time, but it's the struggle to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My immediate thought when I read this question was not go.
No.
Yeah, you get invited to a party?
I don't want to go to any parties.
Sienna's very courteous, but when someone like asks, like if we're at church or something like that, and they're like, oh, we're going to have this movie night or whatever, she's like, oh, okay.
In high school, Sienna told me this specifically, but she was like, oh, when I get invited to things, then I always find an excuse not to go. I'll even be like, hey, I'm so sorry, but I have family plans. And then she'll like ask the family if they could watch a movie that night.
Literally. I didn't ever want to lie. So I would be like, oh, I'm not feeling well, when really I was just like kind of tired. Or like I'd be like, yeah, I have plans with my family, when that really was just like family dinner. I have improved. I'm not as bad as I used to be. And I do show up to stuff, mm-hmm. and I don't come up with fake excuses.
Yeah, Sienna's pretty good now.
But I still would not say I'm like a social butterfly. Sometimes you still kind of got to push me to get me out.
It helps when she has other people who she knows going.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That does help. Yeah.
Okay, last question. We're gonna do one last question. Okay, I'll ask you guys the question that you guys want to ask.
We talked about this a little bit before, full disclosure, so.
But we thought of the exact same thing. Like,
yeah,
same
so time. It's perfect. Okay, yeah. What's your favorite smell?
Santa.
Yeah, no, but to expand, Julie got this candle that as we were smelling it, we were like, there's this weird like winter/fall vibes coming from this candle, and we described it as... Was Santa shirtless?
I think he was shirtless.
What? That was a detail.
Shirtless Santa riding a reindeer.
I think it was Dasher.
Like, riding Dasher through a like forest, through a forest of fallen leaves. Yeah. That I think it's just like leaves from Bath and Body Works is the actual candle. Leaves.
The candle that everyone buys. Like,
but
when
we smell it, we see shirtless Santa.
On a reindeer riding through fallen leaves.
Yeah. Fallen leaves.
On Dasher.
The reindeer.
riding
through
fall.
That's a beautiful image.
Yeah. I can't remember if he had a sleigh or not, or if he was just like shirtless.
Can we have someone draw that?
Yeah, I was gonna ask, like, aren't you like sort of an artist, Julie?
No.
Can you
not well, anymore.
If we any of our listeners want to send us a picture of this,
some fan
Claire, Lillian.
My little Claire. Sister.
Yeah. Or Lillian.
Or Lillian.
Lillian was there when we smelled this smell.
She knows.
She knows.
She knows what it smells like too.
Exactly. So whoever sends us the best picture, we will send them a leaves candle.
Yes.
Ooh. I have a half-burned one in my closet.
A half-burned one.
It's almost dead, but if you send me a picture, I will mail it to you.
Owned by the producer of this podcast. Like,
I'll even sign it. You can get an autographed, mostly,
oh my God.
Leaves candle if you send me your rendition of shirtless Santa riding Dasher
through a forest. Best one, though,
if it's the best
we only
one,
have one,
if you get
candle.
Multiple, you might be the only one, so we don't have that many listeners.
Can I submit?
Yes.
I mean,
sure. I want that.
We've seen your Santas. They're pretty good.
I love that in our apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make a form, and I'll link it in the description. And if you want to enter this contest, then fill out the form.
Okay.
Okay.
Last question, Sienna and I. Mm-hmm. If I could live in a different time period, what would it be?
20s.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. Mm-hmm.
You would be in the 20s.
I would. And Sienna, it's the 70s or the 80s.
Yeah, 70s or 80s. I was going to say 80s, but yeah.
She's in the middle. Her personality, she fits it.
Yeah.
Does she not?
Yeah.
She fits it.
Also, can I just say, I got some thin hair, but if I teased it and made it big, then nobody would ever be able to tell.
We've seen it teased.
Oh, yeah, we have seen it teased.
And
we've
seen
you in 80s outfit.
I look freaking bomb.
Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
It is true.
It would be so fun. Let's just go back. It would be so fun.
There's a lot of problems about the 70s and 80s, though, too.
Well, we don't have to go back to
the 20s, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems.
There's a lot of problems
every
about
time.
Every time. Yeah. But, you know, we can just have a little bit of fun. It's just for, like, a night. We just go back for a night.
Okay.
That sounds
Somebody
good.
Needs to do a movie about that.
I'm sure there is.
Like Midnight in Paris? Is that the movie?
I don't know.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway. Okay. So sorry. Okay. So that's our game. Yay.
Yay.
We're all good roommates. We're going to end here, but we're going to do a second part to it where we'll talk about some more stories because we have a lot more stories.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
We love each other. We love our roommates. and then we'll do our advice on that one. So stay tuned for it. But don't worry about it. We got you, future roomies. Anyway, that's our show. We love you guys. Hope you're doing well.
You can subscribe and follow us on social media. And we will catch you next time. Bye.
Ciao.
See ya.
That was awkward.
Can we just keep that?
Yes, please.
Just end it that way.
That's how it ends.
Yeah, you can stop. Because that's fine.